Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
You're in the madhouse now.
Hey there, my name is Renee Powers, and I am here to introduce a new crop of Feminist Book Club contributors. We brought on a bunch of new contributors. You'll recognize some previous contributors, but I thought it would be a beautiful opportunity to reintroduce and introduce you to all of the voices you may hear on the podcast moving forward. So hello again. Like I said, my name is Renee Powers. I am the founder of Feminist Book Club. I founded this organization in 2018, and we are coming up on our five-year anniversary this month. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota, by way of Chicago, but I am originally from South Bend, Indiana. I'm a 37-year-old white, queer, cis woman who lives with severe anxiety, chronic back pain, and a loving partner and our retired racing greyhound. I'm a former theater kid, former congressional staffer, former barista and waiter, former Catholic, and a proud PH dropout, having spent 8 years in grad school to start a book business instead. You will likely hear me discussing the latest literary fiction novels, feminist thrillers, entrepreneurship, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and pop culture, and I cannot wait for you to learn more about our esteemed group of contributors. I'll let them have it.
Hi y'all, my name is Caroline M. Watson and I use she, her pronouns. I've been located in Chicago, Illinois for nearly a decade now, but will forever have a little bit of my Texas accent, or a lot, depending on who you ask. I'm a citizen of the Chickasaw Nation, community builder, spoken word poet, theater artist, educator, bipolar neurodivergent cutie pie, Scorpio protector, and just generally fun to be around. You'll be hearing me talk about narrative nonfiction, poetry, multi-POV literary fiction, anti-adultist children's literature, union things, theater nerd things, and tribal sovereignty.
Hello, my name is Tin Kim Lam, and I use she, her pronouns. I live in the DC metro area, but I was born and raised in Louisiana. That's right, I'm a Southern Asian, y'all. I'm Vietnamese American, cis woman, I'm married to a black man, and we're raising two biracial teens together, no small feat. I've been a rabble rouser at a young age, starting when I grilled my high school U.S. history teacher about why he didn't teach us about the Seneca Falls Convention and the Japanese American internment during World War II. He was not happy. I'm a romance author who writes stories about Vietnamese characters smashing stereotypes with a lot of spice. I'm also a book coach for BIPOC writers, a sex educator with over 20 years under my belt, and a serial entrepreneur. I'm a polyamorous reader who often has a half-read book in every location and device. You hear me discussing romance novels, speculative fiction, and memoirs.
Howdy, my name is Alana Amor Colvin. I use she, they pronouns, and I am a 22-year-old queer, black, neurodiverse bookseller and composer based in Brooklyn, New York. I love discussing the intersections between queer people, women of color, history, and literature. And so for me, expect to hear a lot of socio-political spins on very random topics and a surplus of lesbian fiction recommendations. Hope to see you around.
Hi everyone, I'm Jordy, and I use she, her pronouns. I'm talking to you all from Central Florida, where I was born and raised. However, I did do a quick stint of 10 years living throughout the New England area, and that to me feels more like home. I've gone 27 years around the sun, and for those of you who are into zodiacs, I'm a proud Cancer. I'm a white, cis, ex-military female who has joint custody of 4 gorgeous cats and 1 pit bull with my sister. I have a master's in forensic psychology, which focused on how our attachment styles impact our intimate relationships. I have a passion for educating people on the signs of abuse, which are emotional, psychological, and physical, and helping them figure out ways to leave their abusers. When my PTSD nightmares aren't keeping me up, anxiety is, and I usually turn to embroidery, reading, or watching reality TV. For those reasons, you'll probably hear me talking about the latest romances or feminist psychological thrillers. I've recently rediscovered my love for YA and junior fiction, as well as getting into some sci-fi fantasy. I also bring up Taylor Swift whenever I can, so just be prepared.
Hi, I'm Tara Swiger. I use she, her pronouns, and I live in Johnson City, Tennessee, which is at the very eastern northern tippy tip of Tennessee, right in the Appalachian Mountains. I'm a 41-year-old white, straight, cis woman, and I've been married to my husband for nearly 20 years. Yes, we were teeny babies when we got married. I deal with some serious anxiety and bouts of depression, and I've been talking about mental health, especially as it relates to childhood trauma, since I became a foster parent in 2018 and started teaching foster parenting classes here locally. So we became foster parents in 2018, and we parented 10 kids over the course of 2 years, just one or two kids at a time. But then in 2020, I became the mom to 4 kids, all under 4 years old, literally all in one night. Their adoption finalized in 2022, and let's be honest, it's still pretty intense. I got my bachelor's in French literature, but I started my career as a secretary, and on the side, started my first business making yarn. Yes, yarn. And I quit my day job because I could make and sell yarn full time in 2009. And I started helping others do the same for their business. I published my first book in 2012, which was a book about marketing your handmade business. I had a weekly podcast, Explore Your Enthusiasm, and an online program and community for about a decade. But then during the pandemic and the whole 4 kids at once thing, I shut everything down and I went offline for over a year. Now I work for a small women-owned business as their marketing coordinator, and I spend a ton of time outside my garden when I'm not washing endless loads of laundry or reading. On this podcast, I'll be talking about mysteries, thrillers, especially ones about moms who are starting to unravel, or older women. I also read a little sci-fi and some nonfiction, especially nonfiction about parenting kids with trauma, mental health, and of course, gardening.
Greetings, friends. I'm Mariquita Guerrera. Pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm a feminist book club content contributor presently residing in Eugene, Oregon, which is located on Siuslaw and Kalapuya land. I've always been a compulsive reader ever since I was a tiny little human, so being able to be here with you all is an absolute dream come true. Some of my favorite things to discuss on the podcast have involved shifting the lens on beloved genres and tropes, research around unknown or lesser known topics, and just pure chaotic discussions with truly the most interesting and delightful co-contributors out there. I am so looking forward to continuing to share, learn, and explore even more. Until next time, be well.
My name is Ra Hernandez, and my pronouns are they, them. I'm a Latine queer living in the Twin Cities in Minnesota. But I'm originally from Texas, but like also from a small town in Minnesota. It's confusing. We don't need to worry about it. Typically, I'm working more behind the scenes at Feminist Book Club, but you'll hear me come up on the pod every once in a while. Before I came to Feminist Book Club, I had a whole career in different restaurant roles, from working in the kitchen, bartending, coordinating events, and managing staff. After some time, I realized that I was just drowning in stress and developed horrible coping habits that enabled my addictive tendencies. Basically, it was just time for a change. Since then, my life has been dedicated to unlearning, learning, and figuring out who is Ra. So with that, you'll hear me talking about topics on sobriety, reality television, pop culture, and of course, being queer and non-binary. If you want to connect or have a topic you want me to hit, you can find me at who_ra on Instagram. Thanks, friends.
Hello, my name's Vari. I use she, her pronouns. I'm currently talking to you from my home in the San Francisco Bay Area of sunny Northern California. Though, as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm not from here originally. I grew up for the first 30 years of my life in and around Portsmouth on the south coast of the UK. I'm 34 now, so I emigrated here nearly 4 years ago. I am an immigrant, but I am a white immigrant. So although I do have some of the problems that people face with immigration, I am facing them in a different way to a lot of US immigrants. I am also cis and queer. I live with anxiety. And I have spent a lot of my life working in male-dominated industries. When I was in the UK, I got a degree in emergency medicine. I was a paramedic and I was also a fire alarm engineer. And currently I am a full-time project engineer for a local internet service provider. And when I'm not doing that, I'm also a professional gardener. So I grow food and some flowers, do a little bit of landscaping. I do that for a local community garden in exchange for dental work. So just out here living the utopian dream. You're mostly going to hear me talking about all things witchy, supernatural, anything horror is my jam. I live for Halloween as your friendly neighborhood goth. I'll obviously be talking a little bit about gardening and how to grow your own food and anything feminist, thriller, pop culture, current events, and just really any shiny subject my brain decides to run away with at the time.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I use she, her pronouns. I live in Los Angeles, California. I am a Black woman working to become a globally renowned storyteller as a novelist and screenwriter. I am passionate about supporting high school juniors and seniors for post-secondary experiences through writing personal statements with the organization A26 National, specifically A26 LA. I enjoy helping students understand experiences that are available to them, whether it is applying to college or another path. On the podcast, you will expect for me to talk about literary novels with timely social commentary. You will also expect for me to talk about pop culture, sports, film and television, and impactful issues that speak on our mission of having conversations that share all of our inclusive identities.
Hey fam, I'm Sally Mercedes and my pronouns are she, her. I travel quite a bit and I'm currently coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. But my home base at the moment is Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is a city built on land entrusted to the Muscogee Creek Nation through the Indian Removal Act of 1830, and then, of course, forcibly taken and redistributed in the decades and centuries after that, because that's the world that we live in. I am a 39-year-old cis woman, a Dominican immigrant raised in Queens, New York. I'm queer and poly, live with depression and anxiety. I work with my sister. We support other small business owners in running their businesses. And it's a fun and interesting way to combine my professional background, which is a whole mix of things, including marketing, events, admin, digital media, writing, among other things. I love learning new things, so it's a real hodgepodge of interests and areas of expertise that I've accumulated over time. I am an anti-capitalist abolitionist, and some of my content on here reflects that. You can also hear me chatting about romance novels, all sorts of nonfiction, and pop culture. I'm so excited to share this space with you and to have you here and to get a chance to reintroduce myself. Love y'all. Have a great day.
Hi, my name is Narelle Edwards. I'm a sometimes extrovert who uses she, her pronouns. Currently, I work as a professor in the Central New York region, low-key Canada, but I'm from New York City adjacent, a small city called New Rochelle. I identify as a fourth-generation New Rochellian, Black American, and sometimes a Northern Negress when I'm feeling kind of spicy. I have a PhD in 20th and 21st century Black diaspora literature. You can expect to see a lot of content from me highlighting contemporary Black and Brown authors, social justice, politics, and pop culture. Trust me, I know a good read.
Hello. My name is Sam Paul. I use she, her pronouns. I'm coming to you from Brooklyn, New York, where I live with my partner and my dog, Duncan, and my cat, Virtue, who you are very likely to hear in the background. I've lived in or around the New York City area for most of my life. I am definitely a writer, more so than a podcaster, but I have recently discovered that I really enjoy talking to other FBC contributors about the books that I love. I'm a 36-year-old cis white woman. I'm also a runner and a cyclist. I've recently started guiding a blind runner, and I was a bike messenger for several years. Now I have a day job at a university. I'm a pretty eclectic reader and writer, but you might hear from me about literary fiction, sci-fi in all of its forms, modern day and historical feminisms, baking, grief, or endurance sports.
Hi, my name is Taiwana Shambly. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm coming to you from Minneapolis, Minnesota, by way of St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm an abolitionist, a fiction writer, a teaching artist, a youth worker, and an early 20-something. I'm also a Black transgender woman who lives with disabilities, including an autoimmune condition, severe anxiety, and a stutter. A proud older sibling, I came of age as a spoken word poet, have led and been a part of many organizing movements and projects, and am a MFA student. I enjoy eating out, animated TV, anime, contemporary hip-hop, and superheroes. You will likely hear me discuss education in the literary arts, radical race, gender, and disability politics, young people and public safety, hot topics in the Twin Cities literary arts community, and pop culture as it relates to these things. Peace.
Hi, my name is Natalia Santana Pollard, and my pronouns are she, her. I'm currently located just outside of Atlanta on land that belonged to the Eastern Cherokee tribe. I'm a Virgo who loves to lounge by the beach, an Afro-Latina from Dominican Republic, which means I love to eat amazing food and dance to bachata, and I'm currently getting a master's degree in public administration with a focus on emergency management and homeland security. I absolutely 100% am a ride or die sci-fi and fantasy reader, and I also like nonfiction books, usually about a specific subject area. Go ahead and ask me how many books on bananas I have. Spoiler alert, it's a lot. And I started to dip my toe into biographies and romance novels. My segments will probably be fun takes on some important but fairly academic topic, broken down into what I hope is an easy to understand format. I think it's important for people to be curious and learn more about the world around them, and that's how I approach everything in my life. I also have strong opinions on just about everything, so you'll likely hear me rant about why book lights are clearly an inferior choice to book lamps at some point soon. As the editor-in-chief of the Feminist Book Club blog, my vision for Feminist Book Club is to become a platform not just where people go to read great books, but also to learn about things they've never even considered. If you want to catch up about anything or shoot the shit, you can find me on Instagram at Stitch Craft and Wizardry, a throwback to when it was solely an embroidery account, or on Twitter at Nat San Paul. I also run the official Feminist Book Club Twitter account at FMNST Book Club. Why not feminist spelled out? Because it's too long. That's why. I can't wait to talk to you again soon.
Hi y'all, I'm Nox Quiros. I use she, her pronouns, and I am 23, turning 24 next month, actually. I'm coming to you from the DMV area of the United States, although I grew up in the San Gabriel Valley in California, and I talk a lot about that. I love where I grew up, and I love it here too, actually. There's a lot more trees than I've been used to. I am mixed race, I am disabled, I am asexual, specifically demisexual, I'm neurodivergent, and I talk a lot about how these identities play together. I talk a lot about accessibility, especially because the older I've gotten, the more I've learned how inaccessible the world is. I used to be a caretaker for my grandparents, and then I moved for graduate school. I love TTRPGs. I definitely have a Dropout subscription because Dimension 20 is my show. I've also been in several actual play like campaigns online that were streamed on Twitch. I love stories. I love the different ways we can tell stories. And so I get really excited to be in campaigns like that where I can tell stories and maybe learn a little bit about myself along the way. You may hear in the background my lovely cat Hazel. She is adorable. She is very vocal and very excited and wants to meet everybody. And yes, I do post cat pictures. You'll most often find me talking about books with ADHD and autism rep and talking about books that handle mobility issues well, or maybe sometimes not well. And so I'm super excited to be here. I read a little bit of everything. I read horror, especially contemporary, fantasy, romance, you name it. I'm always down for a good book rec, and I'm just so excited to be here. Thanks, y'all.
Hey, my dudes, I'm Neba. podcast host here on the Feminist Book Club podcast. I use pronouns she, her, hers, and I'm based on Ramaytush Ohlone land, also known as San Francisco, California. But I also live on the internet as Notes by Neba, creating notes to explore plant science through beauty, fashion, and skincare. I'm a queer, first-generation woman of color, and for historically marginalized groups, including myself, owning beauty cultivates power and image-making. Being liberated from the westernized beauty standards of a patriarchal society makes beauty empowering and a means of self-expression for everyone. Also, I'm a scientist-turned-content creator, making articles, videos, and social media about topics like climate change and cosmetic chemistry. So, we'll also be exploring the universe around us through science, or leaving to go into a fantasy universe to see how science works there. I may even invite some experts to join us along the way. Cosmetic chemists, video producers, content creators, and more. I've been journaling for nearly a decade and have finished over 40 journals, so I'm excited to share my notes with you. If you want to hear or see more about me, you can find me on pretty much any platform. YouTube, Insta, Twitter, TikTok, at Notes by Neba. See you on the next page.
To stand up for our fight, we gotta stick together, we gotta stand up and unite. A well-read woman is a dangerous creature. Oh, oh, oh. A well-read